Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I have got two very exciting guests with me today. I have Kimmy Morton and Pua Pekele. They are both co-founders of Best Life Ever, and they were drawn together by a calling, a burning desire to help people fall in love with their lives and their businesses. What started as a fun side hustle has not only turned into a thriving business, but also a radical movement to expand the way people think, work, and live in today's modern world. At Best Life Ever, our mission is to support entrepreneurs and inspiring entrepreneurs ready to build and grow online businesses for more freedom and fun. They serve with joy through our free Best Life Ever Tribe on Facebook, their free Broke Ass to Badass weekly podcast, and their signature 8-week program, Broke Ass to Badass, which is helping entrepreneurs around the world create badass online businesses from a foundation of efficiency and productivity. It's my pleasure to welcome Kimmy and Pua. So, ladies, why don't you just fill us in a little bit on this bio and then kind of how you came together. I think that's what everyone will be real interested in. And then kind of like where your business is today.
Awesome. Yes. Well, we love our origin story for sure. And we started actually as fitness trainers. That's how we met. And we met together at a gym and we were both fitness training there. And we as we shared in our bio, really felt this calling to help people and just speak about things beyond just the physical. So the gym life was super fun, but it was very much focused on just the physical aspects of somebody's life. And what we found was that it really was so much more about the physical for people, right? So people would come through and it was, they wanted to improve their health and their wellness, but also they had some dissatisfaction or unhappiness typically in other areas of their life. And so there really is no separation. And we felt this calling to talk about ways that people could, improve their mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of their life as well. And so this was years ago now. And we thought, well, we love podcasts. Wouldn't it be so fun to have a podcast? So we started our first podcast together and it was called Hot Better Pop. And it was all things, we like to call it like sparkle barf. It was just like, let's get together and talk about all the things that we love. And through that, but it was such a necessary and important jumping off point for us, because as we learned how to podcast, we got better at it. We also met weekly, and from that place, this beautiful business began to grow, and we began to see patterns in terms of what we love to teach about, what we love to talk about, and how we wanted to serve the world. And so from that first podcast was then born our second podcast, and then eventually our beautiful business. So we began primarily focused on productivity coaching, because we found that time and energy management were at the root of so many issues that people were experiencing. And we love to geek out on productivity and efficiency and just how to create more time and energy for whatever it is that's important to you in your life. And as we did that, we began to find that our hearts were really, we were just so passionate about helping entrepreneurs to build online businesses as a way to create more time and energy for their best life ever. So we often think about a friend of ours that said, you can tell what your soul's purpose is by asking yourself the question, what breaks your heart? And we've asked ourselves this many times on our journey. And what breaks our heart and what is singing loudest to us now is people that have dreams and visions in their heart and their soul that they want to bring to life, but they're just stuck in the how to do it. And so that's what we do now. We primarily focus on helping entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs to follow their dreams and create their best life and business ever.
Oh, gosh. Well, that sounds wonderful. And it sounds like you're loving doing it, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So then tell us then a little bit more about the business in general and then how it's shaped your lifestyles today.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So as Kimi said, we basically do all of our business online, which is really, really beautiful. And it really aligns with what we teach. So in our 8-week course, and even in our free podcast, our free group on Facebook, we talk a lot about growing and scaling your business from a place of productivity, from a place of alignment, right? So in our course, it's really all our courses is coaching entrepreneurs to bring their businesses online so that they can scale without scaling their time, without scaling their energy and serving more people, right? So our dream and our mission is to really help the people who want to change the world and who are meant to change the world and serve in beautiful ways, help them to actually do that and get out there and make money, right? And that's the other thing that we teach is there are so many people, especially in the kind of heart-led businesses, the coaches, the light workers, even the people with physical products who are serving from their heart and want to give. All they want to do is help. And the people who are motivated from a place of service and, that heart-led business, these are people who often have either some debilitating money blocks or they just feel bad. They feel guilty about charging money for their service. And so we're here to not only give you the tools, to give you the how to grow and scale your business, but to also understand and create a mindset that the more money you have, the greater your service, the more you get to serve. So it brings us so much joy to give entrepreneurs the tools to actually make money so that they can live their best life ever, have their best business ever, right? So that's a really big component of our business. And for us, we also made the shift to bring our businesses online or our business online. As Kimi said, we were serving corporations and the majority of that work was actually going into the offices and consulting with their teams. And, you know, for us, that was a lot of energy out. It was basically trading dollars for hours because we would charge a certain amount for a 3-hour or a 6-hour, whatever that was, which was great, but not necessarily super scalable without hiring additional people to come on and training, you know, coaches and whatnot to continue this work. And for us now, we operate primarily online and we get to serve business owners all over the world. We get to do that on our time, right? So we are very intentional about how we schedule our time, how we manage our calendar so that we get to serve the world and we get to live a life that we love. We get to do the things that we love every day. Kimi and I both train jiu-jitsu and we go to a lunchtime class. So in order to leave in the middle of the day and go work out, get some training in, like that takes some intentional scheduling. We, you know, Kimi has a family, she has her kids and she gets to spend time with them because of this business that we've created. And we're not tied to our computers all the time. We're just, we serve when we serve and we take care of ourselves and we spend time doing what we love when we want to. And that's really been one of the biggest shifts for us in terms of creating this business and this schedule for ourselves.
Wow, that sounds great. I love the verbiage that you used, that you were just trading dollars for time. It's like you do get wrapped up in consulting and you charge so much an hour and it looks like you're making a lot of money, but you're really tied to those hours and you're really tied to that client. And then when that relationship is over or when they feel that you have fulfilled all the consulting that you're going to do, then it's over. And then you're looking for that next client. You start the whole thing all over again. I know I do a lot of consulting like that. And it's just like many times. I just want to keep the if it's a client I really like, it's like, why are we just keep the relationship going? And they just look at it like, well, we've learned everything we need to learn from you. And it's interesting because I think, no, you haven't. We've still got places to grow. What's the next phase? What's phase two? What's phase three? But it's interesting to me that that's generally their attitude as well. So then you just always end up in this time for money. And you're absolutely right.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting too to coaches and business owners on really what money means and what money is. And we've grown up thinking that money is something that you trade for your time and your service and what you do to go in and create change or whatever it is. But we've really shifted our mindset, and now we coach other entrepreneurs to shift their mindset and the way that they think about money as a form of energy, and not only reciprocal energy, right? So it's not just you're paying for a service, whether that's online, whether that's consulting in person, whether it's a product, but it's also an energy for accountability for the consumer, for the customer, for the member. So, you know, we talk to a lot of people who have a hard time pricing their product or service because, again, there's guilt. Why I don't feel right charging this much for what I do. I you know, there's all that self-doubt that comes into play. Oh, I don't know if anybody will be able to afford this. I don't think anyone will want to pay this. But when we really think about it in an energetic way, it is a value trade, but it's also like, how much skin in the game does your client need to take action? And that needs to be considered when you think about your pricing. So, you know, we could go on for days talking about this, but that's been another really big shift for us too.
Oh, that's great. So what are two, and you both can each give one, maybe that would be a fun way to do it, what you feel is your greatest skill set that has helped you to move forward with your business successfully?
Wow, great question. Well, I will say this is maybe kind of a funny answer, but the thing that's helped, I feel myself in this business more than anything else, is having Pua.
So can we give each other skill sets?
Yeah. That's here. Right. And so we are so blessed to have such an inspired partnership, and it's, you know, for sure, sometimes we feel like we won the lottery when it comes to a business partner. But it's so much beyond luck, and it's definitely not random. Like, it's something that we work at a lot, but we have these skill sets that are so complementary to each other. They're not the same, but they've just somehow balanced each other out. And I think that we're very intentional and very vocal about talking to each other about what we love to do and seeing, and also about what we don't like to do. So we're very open with each other about that, so that if there's something that feels heavy on me, then I'll mention that to Pua, and typically it always seems to work out that that's the thing that she's like, oh my gosh, I have no energy on that at all. It's very fun for me. So our skill sets are so balanced. And so I know it's kind of funny to say that Pua is my greatest business and life hack ever, but there's so much truth to that. And so the other piece of it, though, for me is also our shared tenacity and grit. And I say it's shared because if I were on my own, there are so many times in this journey that I would have been like, no, this is too hard for me. I cannot. And because we have each other, it has been this beautiful accountability and built-in support system. And it's like always having somebody in your corner cheering you on. And that's what Pua's done for me. That's why I'm still doing what I love. And I believe it's why she's still doing what she loves. Like, we're in this together. And part of our mission is to be that for other people. So we never take it for granted and we never want to take it for granted that we've had each other on this journey. And so for us, paying it forward means being that for others.
Great.
That was a perfect answer. I completely agree, and I have nothing to add.
Okay, there you go. All right, so then share with us maybe one of your more outstanding accomplishments or something you've achieved that's super meaningful for you.
We created a business. That is, people underestimate, it's like parenthood, and I'm not a parent, so I can't even speak to this, but every parent that I look at and meet, I'm just like, how on earth? You are a superhero, seriously. And that's kind of how I feel about starting a business. And I think people who want to be entrepreneurs and aren't yet look at owning a business as this unicorn thing that everyone else seems to be able to do so easily. And it's just so daunting and challenging. And I will say that it's freaking badass to be a business owner, and not everybody has that in them. And that's okay. Not everybody's meant to be a business owner. But for us, like, looking at all of the achievements that we could possibly name, at least for me, I don't want to speak for Kimmy, but that is like what I am most proud of, is successfully getting to this point and going through all the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur up until now. And I know that there are always going to be challenges and, little fun problems to hack, but it's just been such a wild ride, and I'm so proud of this business, and I'm so proud of us.
Agreed. And I'll add too that I think that so much of that is because of our willingness and our ability to reinvent. So that's the aspect of our business that I've been, we're so proud of all the time. And I think it's required as a business owner to continually be willing to ask yourself what's working, what's not working, and if shifts and changes are calling to you, to be willing to make them. And so we've had, many, many reinventions, like big reinventions in our business over the course of our entrepreneurship together. And every time it's led to more expansion, more feeling more at home in our hearts, actually. And that's kind of what reinvention is as an entrepreneur. It's almost like becoming more and more yourself as you become more and more clear how you want to serve the world.
That's great, which I guess leads us perfectly into, and almost kind of covers a little bit into, our next question is, tell us about an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and then how the two of you worked through that.
For sure. I mean, again, as a business owner, you come across many challenges and perceived obstacles. And, a big one for us, and a big one that we coach other business owners through, is the money thing. And I think it often is the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, especially when you're putting yourself out there as a business owner. Nobody wants to go out there and say, hey, I just started. I put all my savings into this. I am completely broke. I am in a ton of debt, but I'm here to help. Like, that doesn't sound good to anybody, but it's a part of the journey. And that's part of why we call our program Broke Ass to Badass, of course, but not the only reason. And so, there's brokenness financially, but there's also feeling broken emotionally, feeling broken and fatigued and taxed energetically. Maybe our time feels broke ass. Like, there are so many reasons why entrepreneurs quit, because they feel broken. And that's such a huge part of why we want to serve in this way. And so, again, as Kimmy said, like, to have each other to pull ourselves out of all of these holes that we fall into as entrepreneurs, it has been really life-changing, and it's changed our business, and it's helped us to persevere to this point. And, we just want to share with any aspiring business owner or new entrepreneur listening to this, that there is no challenge that you cannot work your way out of. And there's no such thing as true failure, because from failure we learn. Recently someone asked us what our definition of success was. And I just think that question is so gross, because it kind of infers that success is good and failure is bad, when we really need to celebrate both. Celebrate being so damn broke because you put everything you have into this thing that you believe in so strongly, and know that it will be okay. And we can help you to be broke for a shorter period of time, perhaps, or hopefully not get yourself into a hole as deeply as ours was at all. But you can't mess up. Everything that you do for your business is either a growth opportunity or a learning opportunity, and both result in progress. And the only thing that doesn't result in progress is inaction. So not taking the action, sitting there wishing, wondering when you're going to do this. Oh, I want to write a book. Oh, I want to have a podcast. Great. Write it. Have one. Do it. So that's the one thing that I think we would share in our advice to anybody listening is if you're inspired to take an action, take the action, even if you're scared. Fear's okay. Fear's not okay if it stops you, though.
Absolutely.
Does that even answer the question?
You did, in a very roundabout way, but I think it was a great answer. So you had a wonderful little gold nugget there, and I just always like to pull out gold nuggets because people are listening to a podcast and they're washing dishes or they're brushing their teeth or they're driving down the road, and people are just kind of always sort of listening. And then there's those times where, like, you need to be really listening. And so I always like to point those out so that people can go back and go, man, I want to take a little note on that. So I want you to repeat what you said, and I loved it. It was awesome. It was about not being any failure. Like, whether you do this or that, you're going to have a result, right? So can you repeat that? Because you said it quickly, and it was so profound. And then you said the only failure is inaction. So if you just can repeat that one more time for our listeners, that would be awesome.
Of course. Kimi's laughing because I get in the zone when I do podcasts, and I often have no recollection of what I say, but I do remember saying this.
I was worried about that. Like, oh, I don't know. What part is she talking about?
I mean, I think as humans, especially in this day and age, that is shifting. We're living in an era of shift where the traditional trajectory of our lives is looking a little bit different than it did 10, 20 years ago. And, you know, we used to perceive, or at least I did, I used to perceive things in terms of success and failure. What's success? Well, you know, you go to high school, you go to college, you get a good job, you climb the corporate ladder, you get a raise, you have a great salary, you buy a home, you have a family, right? Like, that's kind of the traditional expectation. And so today, I mean, if you don't do one of those, some people think you failed. Like, okay, God, I got fired. What a failure. No, you got fired. Look how many doors that's opened for you. So we really need to start reframing the way we look at failure as a growth opportunity. And so I think what I said was success and failure are both worthy of celebration because they resulted from something, some action that you took. So if you take an action, whatever the outcome is, celebrate it. And the only true failure comes from not taking action at all, whether that's out of fear, self-doubt, whatever it is. So if you want to do something and you aren't taking action on it, I mean, this sounds like really rude, but you're failing until you take the action. So stop failing, stop being scared, because life is too damn short. Just do the things.
Absolutely. I train a lot on this exact subject. And so I'm seeing an increase in this fear of failure. People's basically their inability to set any goals, because if I don't set any goals, then I haven't failed. And I've really been doing a lot of talking to that. That's kind of why I wanted you to repeat this, because I think a lot of people say it's due to sort of this fishbowl that you're in with social media and more people watching and paying attention. And actually what it's doing is really paralyzing people to step out and do anything. So I agree with you 100%. And in reality, there is no failure. The failure is not stepping out. It's not stepping up. It's not saying, I'm gonna give this a try. So what if it doesn't work? Recalculate, figure out another path, go another direction. But just sitting there and doing nothing is not ever going to get you anywhere.
Yes, I think what can help too is to look back on your life. And what a fun little journaling exercise this is. Like, just look back on your life at, you know, these things that maybe could have been perceived as failures to other people, or that you thought, oh my gosh, if I don't make this happen, then I will fail. Look at those instances in your life and list out what has come from them, because that will help you reframe it. And you'll realize, like, wow, I love failing because failing led to all of these amazing, great things in my life. And we can't see it, you know, until we look back, right? It's like connecting those dots, looking back. And so for me and Pua, I know that some of our greatest failures, quote unquote, you know, the things that we were worried about that, oh my gosh, if we don't make this happen, we're going to fail. And we did it anyway. Yeah, maybe on paper, it looked like it failed, but it also led to something even better after that. And so we like to look back and reflect on a weekly basis on a, you know, and even just we do a little bit of a big visioning each time and we look back and we see like, wow, oh yeah. So that failure actually, that mess led to this message, right? That disaster led to this new product. And so look back at, and let history help you to move with faith into the future.
Great. So what advice would you ladies give then to those who want to be entrepreneurs?
Do it. I mean, there, again, I mean, I'm kind of kidding, but I'm kind of not. And starting a business, you know, there are a lot of kind of things you need to do to quote unquote, get your ducks in a row, register your business with the state, get your accounting all set up, all of these things that are often obstacles and blocks for people. And you know, I think we would both say that there's support out there. There are answers out there. Google it if you have a question, right? Reach out to people who have done it already. People are more willing to help and answer questions than you think. So, you know, even for us, like if you're listening to this, send us an email, aloha@bestlifeever.buzz. We love answering questions and we're never too busy to help. And I think that's a misconception where people are like, oh God, they're too busy or I don't want to bother them or I doubt they'll read my email. Like maybe that's true for some people, but the majority of people we've learned really want to help. So if there's anything you have a question about, if you feel stuck in any way, reach out, but just take the actions that you're inspired to take.
I would say also to focus on who it is that you're going to be serving. And we get so stuck in our head because we end up, we're thinking all about ourselves in a sense, right? Of like how we're going to fail, how we're going to be perceived. What are people going to think? What if I don't have enough, whatever it takes to do this thing that my heart is calling me to do? And what can help energize us and refocus us and give us that fire that we need to take inspired action is to think about the people that are missing out on our gifts and our services because we're so stuck in our head. And to think about like, what is it? How are you going to serve the world? And who are all the people that have these problems that you can solve that are just waiting for you to take some inspired action? And I think, again, as Pua had mentioned, heart-led service-based entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, they can really tap into this because it brings out that fire in us, that calling, and then it becomes our responsibility to take action because it's not just about ourselves anymore.
That's great. Now, one of the things that we chatted about earlier today in our pre-interview was this co-working space. And I know that you girls are really big on that. And I've just talked to a few other entrepreneurs who that's how they're working their business. And so it seems to be becoming more popular. And I just thought if you guys would share a little bit about how that works for you and what that's meant to you and tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we love our co-working space. So the space that we work out is actually called Co-Work, K-O-U-W-O-R-K. And it's a newer co-working space in Honolulu. And I mean, there are so many things we love about it. And they've incorporated a lot of wonderful kind of bells and whistles into their space. You can write on all the walls. There's a Zoom room that with a beautiful mural done by one of the other co-workers there. From just a physical standpoint, it's just a great space. There's great vibes. The layout's wonderful, but from an energetic standpoint, it's so cool and so expansive to work in a space that other entrepreneurs who are, you know, they may have a work from home kind of office space, or they've also been struggling with going and meeting at coffee shops and that kind of thing, just to work with other creatives in the same space, even if you're not talking to each other, there's something energetically really exciting and expansive about sharing a space with other people doing awesome things in the world.
Oh, that's great. So they have a special room like that has a nice backdrop for you to do Zoom meetings in that space. Is that what you meant by that?
Yeah. So the mural's new, and it's so funny because we had an online program where we were doing live Zoom calls every week, and it looked a little sterile in there for a while. And we had a couple people comment like, "Where are you guys? It looks so sad." And it evolved into this space that is so freaking cool. Like, I just want to be in there all the time. And so the other cool thing is we've gotten to see this space evolve from the start. The first time we used it, it was still under construction. And it's kind of like a physical manifestation of what online entrepreneurs go through. And your business gets more and more beautiful and more aligned with who you are on the inside the longer that you do it. And so, I mean, that's what we've experienced for sure. Our business has just become more and more a reflection of who we are. And we're seeing that in this physical space that we love to be in so much. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool. I'm glad that you shared that. I've not been into a co-working space, but I know that a lot of people do go to coffee shops, and sometimes it's not the most conducive, or they think they're going to have good internet connection, but then they end up not having it, or there's somebody really loud in there, or it's a variety of things. It's like, it's not a constant that you can count on. It's sort of random. And this just sounds like, and I know that the last guest that I had on my podcast, he just raved about it as well as being a really good space. And he too would be able to work from home. But I love that you said you get energy from other people there, because sometimes that's the hardest thing, right, of being an entrepreneur, is just kind of being in this alone space or being on your own and not having to show up for anything. Like when you're in this, have this office space outside of your home, it's kind of like, well, I can choose to work right now, or I could choose not to. So I think physically going to a space, and then it is, sounds like it's got multiple resources for a lot of people, shared resources as well as shared space. That's pretty incredible.
Absolutely. You know, my brain does this. I don't know about you guys, but my brain does this weird thing when I'm working at home. All of a sudden, my brain thinks that it's more important to get my laundry done, to like clean up my space around me. It's like, I just want this sense of like completion or the low hanging fruit. And I recognize now that that's actually a form of procrastination for me, of if something is sticky, if something is hard, I'll just say like, okay, well, I'm just going to go do this chore right now. And it pulls me away from this thing that might be a little bit out of my comfort zone. And so I love being in our co-working space and just eliminating all of those distractions and those elements, so that I'm like, okay, this thing that I really in my heart want to get done, I have no excuse not to get it done. And the other piece that's really important for me, and I think that's been a big game changer in our business, is just for Pua and I, we used to work a lot remotely. We just call each other. We'd be on Skype for hours hacking through our business and figuring things out. But there's something so fun and powerful about being able to stand up and high five her like in real life and just jump up and down and do happy dances, and just the kinetic experience of that and the energy, it's just palpable. So yeah, it's been so fun for us and just something that's really transformed our business.
And they have great coffee.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
There's a coffee that's shop our fun inside. Ritual. Totally. And like coffee that you make in your home, I don't know why, but it's just never as good. So that's like a huge perk.
Well, that is great. So let's close then with some new and exciting things that you guys are working on and what our listeners might be able to benefit from. And then I want you to go back over like your website and where people can find you.
Sure. Well, let me start there. Actually, best way for people to find us is bestlifeever.buzz. And when you go there, we actually have a fun free download, five ways to build your badass online business. So it's a fun little download to help you get started, a little checklist. And in our free podcast, Brocast to Badass, we've been breaking down each one of the five secrets to building an online business. So it's been interspersed with some interviews and fun stuff. So we are available. You can find our podcast in all the places, your favorite podcast listener or iTunes, Spotify. We're on Spotify now. And yeah, and our we would love to share a little bit about our online course as well. You've heard us talk a little bit about it, but that course, Brocast to Badass, it's really the how. It's the how. If you have this vision, this mission, this calling in your soul, but you feel a little bit stuck when it comes to, okay, what are the next steps? How do I build this thing? We walk you through how to build an online course, how to manage social media, all the things. We've brought together a little bit of our wellness hacks and our productivity coaching and everything that we've learned as entrepreneurs and packaged it all in a beautiful 8-week experience. And if you feel the calling or any interest in that at all, we offer free breakthrough calls to see if this program is right for you. We really want to make sure that it's the right time and the right program for you. And so we simply start with a conversation. We'd love to hear about your big dreams and what you'd like to create in the world. And you can apply for a free breakthrough call on our website, bestlifeever.buzz.
That is awesome. Well, ladies, thank you so much for giving of your time today and sharing your hearts and your expertise and your wisdom. I know that our listeners are going to love just listening to your contagious enthusiasm, which I've loved as well.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
This has been fun.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.